One is brought to you by Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma and also by the Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home.
Announcing the new Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma, two of Oklahoma's premier orthopedic experts, Central State Orthopedics and Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center, EOC, have now merged to become Oklahoma's premier orthopedic healthcare expert, Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma, PLLC. So if you're in need of back surgery, knee or hip replacement, call the specialist at Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma, 918-494-9300. Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma now offers the best orthopedic care in the state, and I should know. It's where I had my back surgery. So whether you're in need of back surgery, hip or knee replacement, trust your happiness to Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma, located in the Natalie Building at 65th and Yale. Call 918-494-9300. Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma.
AM 1400, 93.3 FM, K1, an opportunity for me to spend a little bit of time this morning with Ward 2 City Councilman Paul Stewart. Thanks for coming in on a floody morning, Tuesday morning. Appreciate that.
Oh, thanks for having me. I'm happy to be here.
Well, I would love to talk flooding with you, but you're going to just say you got a city crew and they're doing their job, right?
Yep, they're working. Now, I will tell everybody that, I would try to avoid Silver Lake and Adams, and if you've got to go to downtown, maybe go down 75 and then Frank Phillips to get there, because there wasn't any traffic there.
Okay, that would be a good traffic note, because I haven't been out for a while. I've been trying to find other routes for people to get to where they're going, and I know because of problems around Bartlesville High School, a little bit of a traffic jam there, that's for sure. Paul, one of the things that if I were to boil down what really we need to talk about city-wise this morning, people are being asked to give their opinions on a survey. We've been talking about this for a while, but survey is ready to go now on recycling, right?
Yes. The survey's finally gone out. They can find it on the city website. There was a link to it in the city beat. And I'd recommend everybody, if you're not subscribed to the city beat, go on our website and sign up for that. There's always a lot of good information.
Kelly Williams does a good job of getting information out to the city, and she has been a longtime news person. She knows how to get it out there in a clear and concise manner.
Right. And for this survey, we don't just want to hear from the people that that necessarily want recycling. We want to see what the community as a whole wants. So if you want it, if you don't want it, we want to hear from you. It asks some questions about what you're willing to pay for it. If we do go to the curbside recycling, we want it to be economically sustainable. And so, if you want it, but you're not willing to pay for it, we're probably not going to have it.
And I think that's important. And recycling market has been somewhat marginal at best for the past 20 years or so. Mm-hmm. Cities like Bartlesville occasionally have done it and underwritten a lot of the cost because it's the right thing to do. But on the other hand, nothing is for free.
Right. And that was something else we found out, is that a lot of cities will offer curbside recycling, but they'll pick up the recycling and they'll take it to the dump and dump it. And we said, if we're going to do it, we're going to do a legitimate recycling program where it is going to get recycled and not just, as a facade just to appease the citizens.
Some of the other questions, and I haven't taken the survey, but I know some of the things that were planned were other options, such as, what do you do with large stuff? I know once a year we have the Operation Clean House, and it's a wonderful thing, but it's only once a year. And mm-hmm. if you hold those things for a long time, waiting for the household recycling day on Earth Day, you got some stuff sitting around the house. So there's other questions on the recycling.
Right, definitely. It asked, like for the bulk items, it has a couple of options that it's asking about. One is, if you've got a bulk item, you can call up the city and, they'll come up and pick it up for you kind of any time you'd like. Another option would be doing it just a couple of times a year, of everybody in the neighborhood sets out their bulk items and they come by and do it just the once or twice a year. Something else it asks about is putting out kind of the giant dumpsters all over town and letting people dump there, doing that maybe once or twice a year too.
Kind of as a neighborhood dumpster, if you have a neighborhood program, you can say, okay, we're going to put it here, and everybody for the, 4, 6, 8, 12, 15 blocks of the neighborhood can come.
Exactly. Yep, and that's something, I know when we lived in Tulsa, our neighborhood association did something like that, and it was great because it kept, it kept the neighborhood from getting junky, because people could get rid of all their junk.
Yeah, and sometimes you can find somebody with a trailer to haul some of your, mm-hmm. your, I don't have a trailer, but my neighbor does, so mm-hmm. it kind of all works out to get things to that central drop-off point.
Right.
And some of the other questions are, will you do this for free, or would you do it if you had to pay, and how much would you pay, and that sort of thing, right?
Right, and I think, for the bulk items, if you just wanted kind of an ad hoc request, I think the price it asks about there is $15, which... it's a lot less than the $40 to go take it to the dump and it gets it out of your house. So,
mm-hmm. Yeah, that would be a bargain, I think. Many people would see it as a bargain anyway. Mm-hmm. And on the other hand, I'm sure you're getting a lot of opinions all the way around.
Right. And I think the price for the recycling that it asked about was kind of in the $3 to $5 range, $3 to $5 a month. And so that's similar to what some other cities around here charge as well.
Mm-hmm. And that would be curbside pickup on the recycling?
Yes.
The current program, of course, and I don't know how many people take advantage of it, not as many as they should, but regardless, right now we have to take our items to the drop-off point, which is really not all that inconvenient, but it's a matter of I have to put it in my car and take it someplace.
Right. I've got a bunch of cardboard boxes in the back of my car right now. I'm planning on dropping off, so I'm going to wait for the rain to let up and do that. But... I've heard from some people that they let the recycling kind of build up in their garage, and if they don't have a chance to get there to the recycling center, at some point it just starts going into the trash, and so I think the curbside would help with that as well. I was talking to one guy that he doesn't mind taking it to the recycling center, and he was like, well, I want curbside, but I'm not willing to pay for it. And so even if it's not convenient for you, a lot of your neighbors might recycle if you were willing to pay $3, the $3 to $5 fee that's asking about.
Yeah. Are there also questions on the survey about other items that are not currently being picked up? I know for a long time, glass was real popular, and there was a fairly good market for glass, but maybe now not so much, which is one reason why we don't take glass.
Right, and that was something that the survey that surprised me was it didn't ask about glass. The other thing it doesn't ask about is the hours at the current recycling facility, because I think it closes at about 3:30 in the afternoon, which is a little early for me, but people also want extended hours on the weekend just from hearing from them, but the survey didn't specifically ask about glass or the extended hours.
I know that because you're using professional survey company, I think you're using SurveyMonkey, right?
Yes.
So that kind of says, okay, we've already had a survey filled out from this IP address just to kind of help people from stuffing the ballot box.
Exactly. I took the survey, and I wanted to go back and look through some of the questions, and it won't let you go back and look at them. So you get to take it one time, so make sure you answer the way you want to.
Okay. Well, that's a good point. Now, I believe if you say somebody at the house took it on a desktop computer, you can take it from your mobile device. Again, a separate IP address.
Right. It just has to be a separate device. So people could still try and stuff the ballot box, but they're going to be really limited with it, depending on how many devices they have.
Yeah, and that's it. We're talking with Paul Stewart about the survey on recycling options for the city of Bartlesville, and we will continue on a community connection coming up in just a moment.
Let's face it, planning a funeral makes most of us a little uncomfortable. Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home will help you plan ahead and save your loved ones the financial and emotional burdens of making decisions during a difficult time. Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home is experienced and here to help plan services of all faiths, customs, religions, and traditions, including cremation. It only takes a few minutes to give your loved ones peace of mind for a long time to come. Call Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home today.
See Tim Howell and his professional staff at Bartlesville's finest funeral home.
Continuing a community connection this morning on 1400 K1. By the way, Paul, and you mentioned City Beat has a link to the survey. We ran a story last week, but I'll try to get that again to the top of the list. People can use a link on our website to get to the survey. It's really pretty easy, and you can go to thecityofbartlesville.org to the story on the City Beat page there, and use the link that way, right?
Right, and people will also be getting instructions on it in their water bills this month.
Okay.
We really want a good turnout and want to hear from everybody, whether you're supportive of it or you're unsupportive of it. We just want to hear from everyone.
Yeah, and I think that's important that the more opinions they get, the better cross-section of the population you're going to hear from.
Exactly.
One other thing, but police and fire. Of course, we recently had the ceremony at the police department on Police Memorial Day, recognizing the officers really since in Bartlesville history that have given their lives in the line of duty.
Right, and it's very nice. It's right there between the fire department and the police department. They listed all the names of the officers that had died in the line of duty, I believe in Washington County, and it went back to, 1900, and I think there were maybe 10 or 15. The most recent, I believe, was one of our canine officers that we lost a few years ago.
Mm-hmm.
But it was a good thing, having that there, having the people there. We had a good crowd turn up. The police, we've got our police reserves.
Mm-hmm.
We're always looking for volunteers for that. These are people that can go and, assist an officer. So we've got two of them in a car. It's ones that can help with parades and kind of traffic control type things.
Right.
Can help on days like today where they just need, more people, more hands. Helping with different things. So if you're interested in that, contact the Bartlesville Police Department and tell them you're interested in joining the reserves.
I think that would be an important volunteer job for somebody. There is training involved. They're not just going to take every volunteer off the streets, but there's a certain amount of training that has to be completed as well. And the reserve program, I believe they ask for a certain number of hours per month. Mm-hmm. I don't have it in front of me, but I know that there is a minimum request every month.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's a good program. We also, the police department is also hosting a mud run on June 22nd at Johnstone Park. It's going to be a 5K and have 12 obstacles. It's raising money for the Bartlesville Area United Way.
Mm-hmm.
So I definitely would encourage everyone to go do that. I think it's going to be a fun time. I've heard it's not your typical 5K where you're just running straight through. It's, you're going, you're doing an obstacle. You're maybe having to wait a little bit for the obstacle. And it kind of stretches it out a little bit more, but it should be fun.
I've seen some results and some videos of some of those mud runs I don't know if there even is a actual event, I think, called a Tough Mudder. But anyway, it's all out there, and people can find out more about that as well on the website, right?
Right. That's a good thing for anybody that wants to do that and help the United Way and support our police officers with the hosting this run. We also have we now have a Bartlesville Police Foundation that's just gotten started up in the last few months. It's kind of to raise money for the nice to haves, the body cams, the different things like that, so that then we can use our tax dollars to either hire more police or give them raises or put it towards other things.
Yeah.
And people can donate to that at the Bartlesville Community Foundation. They're who's kind of collecting the funds for the Bartlesville Police Foundation until it really gets on its feet.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for coming in this morning and, again, stressing the importance of the recycling survey.
Thank you for having me.
Appreciate that. Second Ward City Councilman Paul Stewart with us this morning on a Community Connection. We'll get to weather-related information for you coming up in just a bit on AM 1400, 93.3 FM K1.